This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Household water supplies in Superior and Louisville could be unsafe to use after the fires that swept through Boulder County last week. Officials in those communities still urge residents to boil tap water before using it. Contaminants may be entering through leaky pipes damaged by the fire or water lines that lost pressure. Like much of the state, there's been a sharp spike in COVID cases in El Paso County. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says it's seen 5,000 cases in the last week.
A post-holiday surge in cases is definitely real in El Paso County. 23% of tests are coming back positive. It's the steepest infection rate change the county has seen during the entire pandemic. The good news is at the same time, deaths and hospitalizations seem to be trending downward. 63% of eligible residents in El Paso County have been fully vaccinated against COVID, compared to 70% statewide. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
King Soopers and City Market grocery workers in Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have voted to strike if their union is unable to reach a deal with Kroger. That's the parent company for both stores. Employees are protesting the hiring of temporary contract workers to fill vacancies at over 100 stores in Denver and Colorado Springs. The union's current contract expires this weekend. More statewide news is at CPR.org. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.